lonely when you're in his arms. I pray for that, pray for that. Your laundry dipped in my cologne, you know it takes you back, takes you back. I hope the memory's killing you over there. Don't even front, you know I just can't compare what you used to be. I hope your jacket smells like me, my baby. And when you touch him, does it really feel the same? Or are you lying there thinking about the way that you used to be? I hope your jacket smells. So yes, this whole year of Daily Notes, I've been trying to remember the first 10 years of my life. And I've told the story of how my dad farted. And it reminded me of a smell from childhood. And I thought my dad wasn't there, but he was. I remembered that smell. The nose has such a powerful memory. So many times, haven't we, we've smelled something. It's like, oh my God, that was a past love, a past life. And there is something particularly special in a fart, isn't there? You never forget the smell of a fart. And that's why I think it's crucial. In fact, I know it's crucial. You do not fart in front of your partner. The no farting phase ideally needs to go on forever. Because you can forget and forgive so much in a relationship. You can forgive cheating, even. But you never, ever forget and possibly forgive the smell of your first fart. A few years ago, I sat in a bar with a girl that I love very much. And I was telling her that I loved her. It was very early on in our relationship. And I was nervous because I thought she kind of feels the same way. But for one reason or another, this isn't going to go my way. And because maybe I was slightly nervous, I farted. And there's nothing you can do, is there? It's that awful moment, that awful realization that the bomb has been dropped. If you get up and walk away, it could just make it worse. I was saying to this girl that I loved her, and I just farted. Oh God. I hope your jacket smells like me. A fart can be anything, can it? It can be anywhere on a scale, from absolutely nothing to the very worst 3 seconds imaginable. And there was no one else near us. It was about, to be very clear, that amongst the I love yous, I dropped my guts before our relationship could have any chance of progressing. And in those few seconds waiting for the results from the fart jury, I made peace. I made total peace with the fact that our relationship was never going to be. Because if she smelled any kind of fart, that was basically the memory that she would have of me. This is the guy that smells of shit. And a few minutes later, she made it clear that she loved me too. and she could have been with me. But as I suspected, it was just the wrong place, the wrong time, and she walked away. And to this day, I don't know whether it was because she smelt my fart. I didn't smell anything, but did she? My baby. This haunts me. Smells can haunt you. And now the lack of smells haunt me. So, what's the moral of the story? You're going to tell someone you love them for the first time. Don't do it after eating a curry. And preferably, do it with your arse hermetically sealed in a Perspex box. Take it from me. Otherwise, you could be thinking about this phantom smell for the rest of your goddamn life. Lots of love.